We have little more than 24 hours to prepare ourselves to Yom Hadin. What does it mean to prepare ourselves? Number one, we have to understand what is being decided. Something scary, something important happened in the Shammai. What? So question number one that I want to answer, what is being decided by the Ribbono Shel Olam in Rosh Hashanah? Question number two, according to which standards is being decided? What's the criterions? Who wins? Who loses? Lefi eize amot mida hadin hazeh mitnahel. השאלה הראשונה, מה מחליטים? שאלה שנייה, לפי מה מחליטים? שאלה שלישית, אם נשאר לנו רק 24 שעות, איך אנחנו מתכוננים ליום הגדול הזה? אני חושב ששלושת השאלות האלו הן שאלות יסוד, fundamental. It's not a vote. It's the essence of the day. If you go to a lawyer and you have a court, the first thing that he's asking himself, what the judge will ask me. I'm asking what Ribbono Shel Olam will ask us. What is the court? What is the deen? Well, it's even stranger that if it's so scary, everything is being decided that day, why there is element of simcha in Rosh Hashanah? תראו בבקשה את המקור הראשון, אוכלים ושותים ושמחים ואין מתענים בראש השנה. למה? זה יום דין. אז למה זה לא יהיה כמו יום כיפור? למה זה לא יהיה יום של צום, יום של בכי? כתוב שבימי עזרא ונחמיה בני ישראל רצו לצום בראש השנה, והם אמרו להם, אכלו משמנים ושתו ממתקים כי קדוש היום לאלוקיו, ושלחו מנות כמעט כמו פורים, לשלוח מנות, לאכול ממתקים. מה זה קשור לראש השנה? מה זה קשור לדין? יותר מזה, לא מזכירים שום חץ. יש כאלה שאפילו אבינו מלכנו חטאנו לפניך לא אומרים, ודאי שלא וידוי. הרמ"א כותב, אני במספר 2, יש מדקדקים אפילו שלא לאכול אגוזים. Even don't eat nuts. בגלל שבאגוז בגימטריה חטא. לא רק שלא מזכירים חטא, אפילו לא מזכירים מה שבגימטריה זה דומה. אבל if it's caught, then certainly חטאים is the subject, no? If I drove too fast, so I go to court, the subject will be, why did you drove too fast? So the subject is חטאים. What do you mean you don't mention it? אז הכל לא ברור. מה מחליטים, איך מחליטים, איך מתכוננים, למה יש שמחה, למה לא מזכירים חטאים. אנחנו נראה מקור עיקרי, וכמנהגנו אנחנו נביא כמה שיטות. I want to bring few ideas, few שיטות to explain. But everything is based on one source. We are coming now to the most important source. Let's learn it word by word, and I want at least to hear 10 questions on this paragraph. אמר רבי קרדוסאי, אמר רבי יוחנן, שלושה ספרים נפתחים בראש השנה, אחד של רשעים גמורים ואחד של צדיקים גמורים ואחד של בינוניים. צדיקים גמורים נכתבים ונחתמים לאלתר לחיים, רשעים גמורים נכתבים ונחתמים לאלתר למיטה, בינוניים תלויים ועומדים מראש השנה ועד יום כיפור, זכו נכתבים לחיים, לא זכו נכתבים למיטה. קוושץ, בבקשה. אולי זו השאלה הכי קשה. הקטע הזה פשוט against reality. לפי הקטע הזה, אז הרשעים מתים במשך השנה. So in the end of the year we have to find a word only with tzaddikim. Fact. We know, according to our eyes at least, that's not the case. Maybe it's the opposite. The tzaddikim are the minority. The people that drive on Shabbos, drive on Yom Kippur and so on, at least on Shabbos, they are the majority. So what does it mean? They say, in Dalis. They don't buy. That's question number one, the strongest. Can't be a Gemara against reality. Can't be a Gemara that will tell me now is night. I see now is day. Question number one. Hala. Question number two. No, look at that. Okay. מה זה רשע? מה זה רשע גמור? Okay. שאלה יפה. Hala. נו, עוד שאלות. תעברו מילה מילה ותגידו לי מה צריך להסביר.
It says תלויים ועומדים, אמר זכרון.
כתוב. אם הם זכו אחר. זאת אומרת, איך זוכים? בסדר? איך הם נהפכים להיות מבינוניים לצדיקים או מבינוניים לרשעים? כן. מה הכוונה מה זה? I don't think it means literally a book. It means that Hashem decides in that day who will live and who will die. The book is only a story, how it happens and if it happens this way. Hala. Okay. Ma? שאלה מאוד יסודית. מה פתאום הכל נקבע לפי יום אחד? מה קורה איפה ראש השנה עם צארי? Hey, I have a good deal. Now the whole year I eat kalja. So I have everything will be good because ראש השנה was good. Why? At all, there is one day that decides. Why not every day by day there is decisions? Why one day decides it? Okay. Lahem any yourself to make sure. Rakla Bidoni. They don't have. What? Because we don't know if we are tzaddik or rasha. Well, maybe we are beidolish, we are kamas. But it's lama, kol nigmar b'rosh hashanah. This is a silly question.
How does that happen? How does that happen? How does that happen?
Only to the Beidonim.
No.
It's weekend, Tzaddik, everything is being finished. Rasha, everything is being finished. They don't, the court is being finished in Rosh Hashanah. Everything is being finished. It's like he will make a chet 2 days after Yom Kippur. For him, the din is 1 day. For Beinoni, the din is 10 days. איפה כתוב ראש השנה יום כיפור? מי? הבינוני הוא רק. נכון. אוני זה בינוני. זה בינוני, השם וייטס, יום כיפור, זה סייטס. כן.
בוודאי בצורה.
כן.
הפוך. בצורה חופשית הכוונה שאתה יכול לבחור, אבל יש עונש.
כן, אבל אם מדברים
על זה כאילו בראשית, ונשאר לי מאותה שעיבור, כשחותים
אז מיד
נתנית. לא יודע. בצורה חופשית לא
אומרת שאני אני רוצה לשאול שאלה נוספת. מה זה צדיק? איך נהיים צדיקים? איזה חולצה לובשים? מה ההגדרה, מה הדפינישן של צדיק? מה הדפינישן של רשע? וממילא מה הדפינישן של בינוני? אז question number one, it doesn't fit reality. Question number two, what is צדיק? What is רשע? What is בינוני? I want to know who I am. I'm a tzaddik, I'm a rasha, I'm a bainim. I cannot answer that if I don't know what the definition of tzaddik, what the definition of rasha, and what the definition of bainim. So why everything is being decided one day? And what's the relationship between that day and the whole year? What is tzaddik? What is rasha? What is Beinoni? Omer HaRambam. Gisha number one. Let's start with the Rambam, not the Ramban. I'm skipping these two paragraphs, I'm going to the Rambam. Kol echad mibnei ha'adam yesh lo zchuyot ve'avonot. That's assumption number one. Ein ben adam she'ein lo mitzvot ואין בן אדם שאין לו עבירות. Already we spoke once. But Hashem could put us immediately בעולם הבא. But Hashem didn't put us immediately בעולם הבא because Hashem wanted that we will buy עולם הבא. Because when you buy something, you are more attached. And because of that, that Hashem wants us to bite. Therefore he put us in this world where there is confusion, when there are forces that take us away from Hashem. Place where you do mitzvot and avirot and you have to struggle, and it's so confused that there is no one man, even not Moshe Rabbeinu, that had only mitzvot. And there is no one man that has only avirot. Mamshich HaRambam. Mi shezchuyotav yeteirot al avonotav tzadik. Umi sheavonotav yeteirot al zchuyotav rasha. Mechta lemechta beinoni. Very clear. Tzadik, more avirot, more mitzvot than avirot. Rasha, more avirot than mitzvot. Beinoni, exactly the same. מה קשה לרמב״ם? נו, 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 נו. מה קשה לרמב״ם?
What is hard on the Rambam?
Yes.
What? The chances that we are Beinoni are so little. Because Beinoni means exactly the same as what in other words. And as you said, statistically, it still doesn't make sense. And therefore, if that's the thing, then all of us finishes Rosh Hashanah. So why do you come Yom Kippur to celebrate? I'm happy to have it. But what's the sense? The chance of your being in here is so little. Question number one on the Rambam. Question number two on the Rambam. No, no, no. What is hard on the Rambam? Yeah. Most probably we know. You know if you were in Davin Oshanara, you drove in Shabbos.
How they balance out.
What?
I don't really know how they balance out.
Okay. So maybe it's hard to know the balance. How the balance. So for this problem, you don't have to know. No, no. He knows. You should know.
How long you have to do?
What? So you have to do 10 days, because maybe. I'm only saying this. Statistically, it's very hard to see that all of us are benigning, and all of us are exactly the same balance. But you don't know, really. That's not hard. Yes. Again, please. Where is it written and it didn't change? אבל אני חושב שהשאלה המרכזית מרמב"ם, certainly, if that's the definition of צדיק and רשע, it's certainly against reality. Because according to that, all the Gdolei Yisrael never had to die. Because we can't think that the year that the Gura, the Omer Vina died, in this Rosh Hashanah of that year, he had more Avein Avonot than Zechuyot. Ridiculous. We can't say a thing like that on the Gura. We cannot say a thing like that on the Baal Shem Tov. We can't say a thing like that on the Chazon Ish. Of Shomizar and Oba. Rabbi Ben Lubavitch, how can we say a thing like that? So according to that, Tzaddikim never dies. And Rishayim always dies. And if that's the definition of Tzaddik and Rasha, then the question that we had before is even more shouting. It's against reality. People that have more Zchuyot than Averot die, and people that have less Zchuyot than Averot live. The rabbi already feels that. And the rabbi says, Adam sha'avonotav merubin al zchuyotav miyad umet berish'o, Amar Avraham lo kmo shehu sover. I don't think like the Rambam. Kshamru nechtamim le'altar le'mita, it doesn't mean that in this year they would die. Ve'inoken, ki yesh resha'im chayim arbe. Here's our question. Ela nechtamin le'altar shelo yemeihem shnei hador shenigzeru alav.
כלומר, what is Rasha, נחתם למיטה, instead of he would die 80, he would die 75. So it's not he would die this year, but his life would be shorter. And therefore the effect of this year would be in the future. The effect of this Rosh Hashanah, that he will live less life. But not now. Is the rabbi solve the problem? The rabbi didn't solve the problem. Because according to that, we had to find the word that all the tzaddikim are living to the 130, and all the rishayim are dying in the age of 50. And we don't find the word there. Yeah. Yeah, it's the name Tshuva Tkil Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is being decided. So the next Rosh Hashanah will get another year's death. Right?
If Rosh Hashanah is going to kill
off of Russia, then what's the point of
keeping
the law? Okay, that's a question I can't deal with. But it's not hard. Because it's their choice to be Russia. We spoke about it when we spoke about the teachers. Even if he knows, he gives them the option. And it's their responsibility. What I think is what we say in Rosh Hashanah, Im Kebanim, Im Kavadim. We really are dependent on the Kodesh Baruch Hu like a slave. But the difference between a slave and a son, that the slave can't change anything by his master. The master decides everything. The son has a power to influence the father. So in terms of how much we depend on you, we depend on you like a slave. In terms of we are deciding, and we have influence, and we are not passive, and you are deciding everything for us, on that level we are sons. Therefore we have to explain that the Rambam means, now I'm coming to a very important thing. Both the Rambam and the Rabbi, when they speak about Mitzah and Chayim, they don't speak about physical death and physical life. Because we see in fact that this is not what happens. But they speak about spiritual life. They speak about the question, how much would be connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if someone lives in this world, but he's far, he's dead from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have any connection, he's miserable. He's dead. It's like, ani nechshav kemet. But Mara says someone that doesn't have children, Nechshav Kemet. Yaakov Avinu Lomet. But he died, it's written, Chamtu et Yaakov. He buried him. Yeah. But his connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always. Because we are his kids, and we are continuing that connection. So Chai Emet, according to the Rambam, and that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Rabbi Yochanan. And that was, I said I want first to explain what is being decided in Rosh Hashanah. According to the Rambam, what is going to be decided in Rosh Hashanah is how much potentially you will be close to Hashem. If potentially it's being decided that you will be far from Hashem, that it means that even in during the year you will cry and pray and want, Hashem won't listen. Therefore, it's not against reality. Because what we see in reality is the brief, the physical. We don't see the connection. And we have among us a lot of people that are walking, but they're this. They don't feel they have a duty in life. They don't feel they have a mission. They're not connected. They're not close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the question of reality does not contradict the Rambam. And the question how much close you'll be depends on what you did to yourself. You are deciding. Hashem is deciding it. But Hashem is deciding it according to what you did all the year. So it's not different so much than what's going to be in Olam Haba. When someone passes 120, he has a court. You take all his ma'asim and you decide where will he sit forever in Olam Haba. I said it last week. Will it be like the poor people that go to a wedding and all what they enjoy is chicken? They don't care who is the chasan, who is the kala, what they were over, nothing. And every night they enjoy the same thing. Or is it the bride and the chasan itself that enjoy so much, not the physically, but the spirituality, the emotions. So life, Olam Haba decides where you will be, and Shoshana decides where you will be spiritually this year. Only 5 minutes and I'll give time to us. So tzaddik, so everything is being decided according to the past. Tzaddik, someone who has more mitzvot than avirot, he will be connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rasha won't be connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beinoni, someone that doesn't have a direction, he has some mitzvot, some avirot, he's confused. He has 10 days to be focused. According to the Rambam, how should we prepare ourselves the next 26 hours? Run, 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 and do mitzvot. One more point and then ask me please. What's the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and the whole year according to the Rambam? The Gemara says, if in Rosh Hashanah you have a tzaddik, Hashem decides to give you a lot of rain. If during the year you come to be a Rasha, you are going to get exactly the same amount of rain that was decided in Rosh Hashanah. But Hashem will put it in your field in a time when you don't need it. Not when you have the zera on the land. If you are a Rasha, Hashem decides to give you very little rain. If during the year you come to be a tzaddik, you will get the same amount that was decided in Rosh Hashanah. But it will fall exactly on the right time that you need. In the first glance, this Gemara is so strange. What is this game? You give me the same quantity, but you give me in a time that I don't need it. So don't give me don't. The understanding is the word that we used before. Rosh Hashanah doesn't decide if you'll be close or far. Rosh Hashanah decides your potential. Maximum where you can come. That's what is being decided in Rosh Hashanah. It's like how much you're going to use that potential, this you are deciding day by day. So in the end it can be that you will use the potential less than a Rasha that uses his potential, because he's using 100%, you're using 10%. So the spiritual potential is going to be decided in Rosh Hashanah. I summarize Shita number one, the Rambam. We know what is a Tzaddik, we know what is a Rasha, we know Benoni, we know what being decided, potential spirituality, potential closeness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know how to prepare ourselves, running and doing it. Questions, and we continue.
I don't understand one thing. When we're talking about how the spiritual death and spiritual life makes sense, how come, like, a lot of times we're talking about being asked, like, that, like, who will die, and, like, how they'll die, like, to see that, how does that work in the
spirit? According to the Rambam, this is only Mashal. When Tanakh talks of mi chye ve mi yemut, means mi chye ve mi yemut is a connection to the Kadosh Baruch
Hu.
Because it wants to make it real to you. As we read in spirituality, people will say, it's not for me, Shalom. So to explain to you that it's real, these expressions. But everything means spirituality and not physical. Because we see in reality that he doesn't go before the Tzaddik and Mashal in this world. More questions about the Rambam?
About the Rambam, he says it's later on, so does that work?
I don't have time. Excellent question, I don't have time to go into that. I'm going to explain today Rambam and Rambam. Physical. But the question is a very good question. And generally, I only will tell you that the idea is that Hashem decides with each 70 fights, he will stop having that relationship with the Holy Spirit. But more deep than that, I can't go. Everything is clear. Can we go to the Ramban? Yeah. Excellent question. Two answers. Answer number one, till Rosh Hashanah you have a low body. Don't sleep tonight. Do mitzvah the whole night. And it's possible. Especially with the difference in the States. I'm sure that there are sick people in the States, lonely people in the States, that you can give them phones and we may sameach them. And do tremendous things from now till Rosh Hashanah. What happened in Rosh Hashanah itself, according to the Rambam? You regret your avodah. Because the tshuva is like erasing them. So even if you did it, the tshuva has the power to erase. So it will change the balance if you make tshuva. So till the court itself, you have hours where you can not add mitzvot, but you can erase averot. And in the minute that you erase averot, then the balance of the mitzvot will change. You can come to the Yetzirah. So before Rosh Hashanah, I run and do mitzvot. In Rosh Hashanah, I erase the averot, and like that I come to the court. And what is being decided is my connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to exact not my connection, but my potential connection. But it depends on every day if I use my connection of it. Shita number two. Little more complicated. But for this year here in Israel, right? To learn complicated things. Easy things you could stay in the States, lie down and read the New York Times. Let's go. Rambam number one. Starts immediately after the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, first paragraph. Ze hadin she'amru chachamim shekol adam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah אינו יזכה לגן עדן ולחיי עולם הבא. So first, he doesn't speak about עולם הבא. That is only being decided after 120. אוי מתחייב לגהנום ואיבדון, שאין אדם נידון בראש השנה, אלא על ענייני העולם הזה. אם ראוי לחיים ולשלום, או למיטה וייסורין. So the Ramban cuts things very clear. No spirituality, no next word, physics, peace, war, injured, not injured, dead, life, sick, not. The Tanakh talks literally, not like the Rambam Mashal. The things come to be so hard. It's simply against reality. And you can't have a world that only tzaddikim will live, because then there won't be a free choice. Then everyone will want to be a tzaddik, and the whole free choice will disappear. The Ramban, in the end of the page, is asking this question. Chip is the Ramban in the end of the page. V'yesh lishol. You have it? No, girls, you have it? V'aech pasak Rabbi Yochanan psak hadin hagadol v'ha'amok hazeh shekol radei ha'olam tluin bo. All the secrets of the world are depending on that. צדיקים גמורים נחתמים ונחתמים לאלתר לחיים. שאוץ רמבן, וכי כל הצדיקים חיים וכל הרשעים מתים? נאנסנס! That's not reality! באו לו העולם וכל החמדה שלו לרשענו. Who goes to the night club? לא צדיקים? So all the taiva, all the wrong things, are full of Rishayim. But according to you, Rishayim dead immediately. So how can they be there? Come the Ramban and answers. Second page, please. Line number 3. In the meantime, please bring the water, please read it by your eyes, by yourself, by the eyes. אומר הרמב"ן, כל הזוכה בדינו נקרא צדיק גמור, כל המחויב בדינו נקרא רשע גמור, והמאוין שמשקלו שווה לכאן ולכאן נקרא בינוני. So you know what is the definition of צדיק? No, what is it last? If Hashem decides that this year you will live, you are called tzaddik. And it doesn't have anything to do, it's not a noun. It's not that you are tzaddik the whole year. Definition of tzaddik, someone that wins the court. Definition of Rasha, someone that Chas v'Shalom Hashem decides to punish him. So the tzaddik is according to the end of the court. It's not that you come to the court tzaddik. You go in the step tzaddik, and therefore you have decided l'chaim. If you have decided l'chaim, then you are being called tzaddik. So all Gedolei Israel, in the year that they passed away, in that Rosh Hashanah, they were called Rishon. Is it clear what I'm saying? And every Rasha, the driver on the street, and each chazer, and who knows what he's doing, but Hashem decides not to punish him, is being called tzaddik Rosh. Nelech hala. Yeah, someone want to say something? Right. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Tzaddik and Rasha is not connected to Rambam at all.
Why is the word
tzaddik
and
Rasha
used?
Head,
a Rasha is
something
that
everyone knows. No. The Rambam is agreed to. Let's continue and then you ask again. In ke. Harasha hagamu hamukhlat. She'avad avodah zara. Ve'asa gilui arayot ve'shfichut damim. Imagine, someone that did both Avodah Zarah, both Gilui Arayot, both Shefichut Damim. But he did one mitzvah. And Hashem decides to give him the sechar of this mitzvah in Olam Hazeh, so he won't have almost anything in Olam Haba. And therefore he decides that this year he will live, because he wants to pay in here, because he needs less serious payment than to pay in Olam Haba. So for even that he has a lot more avirot, but Hashem decides to put him here because he wants to give him the shachar, and he will punish him there. Shedino shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu leshlem shachar ba'olam hazeh shichya shana hazot nikra bekan, meaning to say to this issue, tzaddik gamur. לפי שנצטדק בדין עד שיחיה. So צדיק is that Hashem gave you in this court good, and רשע he gave him bad. Even that objectively it may be that the רשע is a lot more צדיק in our לשון than the רשע. וכן הרשעים גמורים לאלתר למיטה. Now let's go. There is a man, kiyem kol haTorah kula. He kept Shabbos, he kept Kashrut. Most probably his wife was in Shalavim for women at least for 5 years. But he did one mistake. Hora halacha achat lifnei rabo. His rav said something and he said, mistake, wrong. So he hora halacha lifnei rabo. Hashem decides to punish him here, and he should get all the punishment here, so in Olam Haba he will have only good. He will be called the Rasha. ונתחייב מיטה בכך, נקרא לכאן רשע גמור, לפי שהוא מחויב בדינו. נמצא כל הכתובים בספר החיים שזכו לחיות עד ראש השנה הבא, כולם צדיקים גמורים בדינם, וכל הנכתבים בספר המתים שימותו בשנה ההיא, כולם רשעים גמורים בדינם. Is it clear why according to the Ramban now it's not against reality? So everyone that you know that passed in the last year, all the 150 soldiers that died in the last year, all of them were Rishayim in Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean that they're Rishayim. They're Rishayim in Rosh Hashanah. What is hard in the Ramban? Why we can't finish here and here? What is hard in the Ramban for me? Yeah. What? No. So the word Russia is not what we understand. The word Russia means this here is dying because of different cheshbonos of the Kodesh Baruch. Because first there is a curse from Adam HaRishon, so no one can live forever. And everyone that is being decided to die, that's what it means Russia. So you, again, you are taking the eyeglasses of the Rambam, that Russia means bad person. Forget, that's not the meaning of the word Russia. And he pulled it from the pasuk. There is a pasuk. If two people go to court, the tzaddik with a tzaddik, the yirshu with a rasha. So the tzaddik is the one that is right, and the rasha is the one that has to pay. Maybe the rasha is a big rebbe, and the tzaddik is a chiloni. But for that court, he is the tzaddik and he is the rasha. So tzaddik and rasha is on the point, not global. So it's a different term. You use it different. That's no problem. Yeah. What? Okay. Good question. I don't have time to go into it. But opposite, according to Ramban, I think it's a lot easier than according to Rambam. According to Rambam, it goes according to Mitzvot and Avot. According to Ramban, there are very different factors. So Zchut Avot can be one factor. Wanting to punish the parents can be another factor. I think according to Rambam, this question is a lot harder. But why I could have brought with kid babies is another shear I don't have time to go into. But I think the Rambam is a lot harder. Yeah.
Why is the only way to punish them, like, even if you do all of the mitzvot, I mean, you want to be, or why is the only way to punish them is through death? Like, why can't you just have...
He didn't say death. Death is an example. It can be sickness. It can be lack of money. It can be being fired from work. All these are different punishments.
You're called a Rasha and Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean that you died.
No. It means that Hashem will decide which, on this Rasha, what punishment to give. Rasha are the people that are going to have frustration, going to have difficulties. It can be from death till losing 100 shekels. And Tzaddik are the people that are going to enjoy it. So it's not only death. Death is one example. It's three examples. Can be accidents, can be being chas v'sholem crippled. But girls, there is one question that I'm very, very, very bothered in the Ramban. What is this? What? Okay, question number one, where is Beinoni? But I'm bothered more by something else.
Someone
lives
as
Rosh
Hashanah,
every
Rosh Hashanah,
then
like, what he can live
for. Like, if someone honors, you know. It
wouldn't be a thing. One year, it would be a Rosh Hashanah. But you're saying, like, honors Hashanah, like, he could be a tzaddik the whole year, I mean, a Rosh Hashanah the whole year, and then, like, a judgment time, you know.
No. He didn't say that Hashem always goes according to the mitzvah that he does not. Hashem has different factors that according to that he decides. What is hard in the Ramban? Yes. Okay, no, one is what didn't mean one. It means even if there is one. That means specific one. Interesting question, but that's what we're about here. What do we have to do with Kundi Ramban? How do we prepare ourselves? What do we have to do tonight? What do we have to do tomorrow? What? If you don't have anything to do with you, you're passionate. Hashem has different calculus. He will decide. You can't do anything. You are zero. So let's go to the beach. Or to be in Shulah. Yes.
I'm not going to say zero.
Yeah, but but that's not going to decide. Okay, but that's not going to decide. So I should do always. But what should special? What is special in these days that needs effort from it? What? Yeah, but that's right for yesterday and right for the day after Rosh Hashanah. It's not specific for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because what is being decided is nothing has to do with me. Hashem decides that according to different criteriums. So what is being what I have to do in Rosh Hashanah special? According to Rambam, I understand. I have to run and do mitzvot. I have to erase avirot. Everything really depends on me. Hashem will decide, but according to me. According to Ramban, you are saying even if you have 100 mitzvot, you have one avira, Hashem can decide that you'll die. You have 100 avirot, one mitzvah, Hashem can decide that you live. So nothing is being. So you are passing in these days. What? Okay, so Hashem decides that. No, that's not within the Ramban. That's not within the Ramban. What? But who said that this is going to be inclusive? No. Look please in Ramban number 4. It's not answering, it only makes my question even more. First page, 1, 2, 3, 4, paragraph 5. One sentence, okay? First page, number 5. Kama tzadikim meitim le'altar. The al tzadikim that dies. The kama reshaim ma'arichim yamim b'shalva. יש אבונות שדינו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ומשפטו עם צדיקים להיפרע מהם בעולם הזה. There are certain people and certain עבירות that Hashem give his punishment בעולם הזה. ויש מהם שעדים להיפרע בעולם הבא. According to the Rambam, that everything depends on mitzvot and averot, and according to that, you live and die before we explain the spiritual. Before we explain the spiritual, you get all your shachar ba'olam hazeh. Says the Rambam, no. Some people get their shachar ba'olam hazeh. Some people get their shachar ba'olam haba. V'chen hazchuyot. And the same thing with punishment. Some people are being punished ba'olam hazeh. Some people are being punished ba'olam haba. וכן הזכויות יש מהן שבעל הגמול יתברך משלם שכרו בעולם הזה ויש שמשלם שכרו בעולם הבא וכן בעל מעשה הטוב שנכשל אוקיי, קצת שנעבור So everything is confused and it doesn't mean that if you do good you'll have good in this עולם maybe you'll get good in עולם הבא Therefore what is being decided about עולם הזה is not connected to how many mitzvot and how many averot you did. Maybe you did so many mitzvot, but Hashem wants to give you so much shachar more. Instead of giving you another 2 pizza, He gives you more shachar in Olam Haba, that you'll be near Moshe Rabbeinu. But again comes the question, so the man doesn't have to do anything in Rosh Hashanah. The Ramchal that wrote Derech Hashem, Dat Tzvunot, we're going to use it a lot this year in Machshava. In Italy was found his Machzor. And in his Machzor, he wrote things to think about in the Tefillah on the side. So first it was written, I agree to the Ramban. I think that the Ramban. Now he wrote 2 more things. Look please, you have it in the end of the second page.
I don't have time to go to Derech Hashem, and that will not, we'll do it another time. But I want to finish with these two quotations from the Machzor and to explain what do we have to do from the Ramban. Da ki ikar hatikun shel Rosh Hashanah kulam licha kadosh boku al om lomo liyot hu amanhig veze tikun hamalkut. Klamar. Maybe I'll go only to that sentence. What does it mean? Like in Pesach, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. You have a mitzvah, a chiyuv in Rosh Hashanah. And the chiyuv in Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll explain what that means. But to understand that everything that is happens here in this world is decided. If Chas v'Shalom there is a car accident, it's not because the driver was tired and he decided to he slept on the hegel. But Hashem did that he would sleep on the hegel. Or Hashem did that he would go even if he was tired. And that's chiyuv that you have to do. And because Hashem comes to be king that day, he shows his kingdom by having the mishpat. So you don't change anything in the mishpat itself. In the mishpat itself, you are passive, and Hashem decides according to 100 criterions that you don't know and cannot be involved. But what do you have to do? And if you won't do that, there will be another big error. Maybe it won't influence this mishpat, and maybe still you will live. That a man can drive on Shabbos and still live physically. But it will be influenced on Olam Haba. But you have a chiyuv not to change the mishpat. The mishpat is really are not connected to it. But you have a chiyuv to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is clear the big difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, I'm in Rosh Hashanah for my good. Because I'm going to have a mishpat, I want to succeed, so I'm there, taking more mitzvot, rubbing more of the world, everything is for me. According to the Ramban, the mishpat, you are passive, you can't say a word, you can't do a word, Hashem decides everything, you can sleep and that will work, finished. Now you have something else at all that you have. Because that's the day that Hashem comes to be Melech, because He created the person, every year He comes to be Melech, you have to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I have only 7 minutes. It's such a big word. What does it mean to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means that you have to take the responsibility that more people will understand their duty in life, that Hashem rules everything, and what they have to do. V'nizgav Hashem b'yom ha'u levado. Everyone, v'bau ha'ovdim eretz ashur, v'nitachim eretz misraim, v'ishtachavu le'ar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. To be mamlich Hashem means that there won't be one creature in this world that won't know Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlok Olam Vayim. And you are responsible for that, not people that are working in Eshet Torah. You, by being role model, by doing chesed, by you can't influence on someone that you don't know at all, no problem. Influence on a friend that you know that is one level below you, take him one level ahead. That's first thing. And it's not connected to the Mishpat. The Mishpat is a result of the Malchut. But that's what you have to do. You have to Mimami Hashem means to say to yourself how next year I will be responsible that more people will be closer. what we have to prepare now is to think, because in Rosh Hashanah we have to decide already what we are doing. We need time to grasp it, to think about it. But one more thing is so important: to be mamzer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only with others, or not only that we will be spreading Torah to others, but we will spread Torah to the part in our personality that is not yet connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Write this definition because it's very important. Not spread to others. Spread to the part in my personality that is not still connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to explain what that means, and with this I want to finish. In the Haftarah and Rosh Hashanah, in the first day, we are reading about Hana going to Mishkan Shiloh and begging to have a child. And Eli shouts at her. And she answers, and Eli says, okay. And the question is, what does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? And the answer to say that she got into pregnant in Rosh Hashanah, or this davening happened in Rosh Hashanah, maybe you're right, but they are not explaining something essential. I'm sure that there was one man that ate in Rosh Hashanah conference. See, we don't have to eat conference in Rosh Hashanah. So this that by chance it happened in Rosh Hashanah is not something essential. That's not the reason why you read it. Says the Rebbe Milubavitch, Sefer Tzadik Tivracha, Hana will mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on her. And that's the reason why we read it. What does it mean? What does it mean that she was mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on her? How is that connected to the question of having a baby? Says the Rebbe Milubavitch, please listen good. Eli shouts at her. What does it mean? If she really thinks she's drunk, he wasn't allowed to give her 1 minute. Couldn't wait to take her pictures. Has to take her and drop her. He suddenly didn't feel that she's drunk. So why does it all, why he complains? Why he shouts? And he told her, I understand you're sad. I understand that not having any children is a big tragedy. But here is a very holy place. Here you have to daven big things. Here you have to daven that the whole world will know Hashem. Here you have to daven for Geulah, for Binyan Beit HaMikdash, for Mashiach. Not for tragedy, personally tragedy. And if you doubt a person tragedy, do it in one sentence. But not half an hour, you're here. It's not covered. It's like, imagine there will be, Bush will have him in the Congress, and we start to speak about that, and he doesn't have a child. That's not the place. Go to a psychologist, but not in the parliament. That was Eli told her, you have a problem, I understand, cry, but not in Mishkan. This is a place to speak about big issues. Not about, you need a baby because you want that when you be 80, someone will treat you. Very nice. You need a baby for psychology that you will give to someone. Very nice. But that doesn't have to do with Geulah, with Mashiach, with things that have to be discussed here in the Mishkan. And she tells him, no, I don't want a baby, but he, when I be 80, he won't take me to a place for old people, but he will really respond. That's not the reason why I want a baby. I don't want baby because I have a feeling that I have to give. I want a baby because I want to raise him to be close to Hashem. I want to live in the Mishkan. Therefore, it's shyach to this place. Because even the physical things that I want, things that other people want too, I want them for Avodat Hashem. That means to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you means that things that you do, like other people are doing. But they are doing it for psychologically, economically, different reasons. You are doing it for Avodat Hashem. And this is what I meant when I said, take a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside you to the dark places that now are not connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Hana is saying to him. You think that I want a baby because I want someone to help me? V'ish'artim l'Hashem. So when we say that according to Ramban you cannot change the mishpat, but you have a chiyuv to be mamlech Hashem, it's in two dimensions. A, what's a role model that I will be to other people, and a chiyuv to influence other people. And other people don't mean people that are not religious. People that are religious but little less than me, I'll take them 1 millimeter up. Secondly, to be sure that all of what I do are connected to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo amut ki echiye, we say in Hallel. Why do you want to live? No, because, okay, everyone lives, so I want to live. No. I want to live. Why? Vasaper maseya. That's the reason that I want to live. To be mekadesh em shamayim. To spread Hashem in the world. So you shouldn't live like others, to make money, to enjoy this. Not that money is not important, but that's not the reason. The reason is Vasaper maseya. That means to be mamlech Hashem. Now the whole purpose why you live in this world is to be mekadesh em shamayim, and more people will know. And that's the reason why you want to be healthy. And that's the reason why you want money. So you will have, you'll be able to send your kids to Mekom Torah, to do mitzvot, and so on. That's what the Ramban requires from us today. And the Kublani, and with this I want to finish, the Kublanu, the Rabotenu, that we have to go both like the Rambam and both like the Rambam. Meaning to say, and therefore according to Rambam I only will finish, that's the reason why there is so much simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And why, that's the reason why you don't say sins, because it's not summary of the year. It's the zchut that you have, the privilege that you have, to be mamlech Hashem and to be closer. And according to the Rambam, the reason is because Hashem gave you a present called tshuva. You can erase mistakes, erase other knots. Today in jail is not like that. Someone can't murder and still say, okay, I won't sit in jail because I made tshuva, don't put me in jail. It won't work. So the simcha according to the Rambam is the idea that you can change and you can erase avonot that you did. Two things you have to do till Rosh Hashanah, and two things you have to do in Rosh Hashanah. Till Rosh Hashanah, A, or three things. A, do a lot of Maishin Tovim. Write emails to people that you think can make them happy. Write some Dvar Torah, something that we discussed here, or another shiur that you heard today. Be zoche people to read something that maybe they won't read otherwise, that nothing shall have been for women. Doesn't mean that necessarily they will have it. Give it to them. Be active. Take responsibility. A. B. Erase other odds. by Harata, by Kabbalah La'atid, by thinking what caused you to have it. If you know you're speaking Lashon Hara because you are with this friend and she is speaking and you can't tell her and so on, think what to do. Go and try to understand, analyze what caused you for the aver. See! Think how you've been mamlis after the Shabbat on others. D, how you've been mamlis after the Shabbat on yourself. That's still Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, erase Averot as we explained by Harata in Rosh Hashanah itself. Not think, but tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be man with you by this and this, but you analyze till then and think exactly in Rosh Hashanah and decide how the desire, the natural desires of you, how all your personality will be connected to this book. And then, again, going to the Rambam, this is finishing, you'll be zochet to chayim, meaning to say, tremendous high potential of spirituality. I think it's very special. What better than that can be? We speak about kirvat elokim. What better than kirvat elokim that can be than being an Eretz Yisrael? In a year that is all full of Torah and thinking about myself and getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, using the potential that will be decided in Rosh Hashanah. I want to bless, and please bless me as a tefillah, and I want to bless you as a tefillah. All of us will be zocher, both the Ramban and both the Rambam, both physical life, that will be only happy without any machalot, without any sickness, without any frustration. Physical and spirituality, keshur to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It will be always zochet, all of us, to be nichta v'nichtam in Rosh Hashanah, the sifram shel tzadikim.